Ladies and gentlemen, with most music, here is the Duke of Louisville, Bill Bailey. Actually, this is Bill Bailey in the 21st century, with a story of how he got into radio and his thoughts on Johnny Randolph.
What stage in life did you realize that you wanted to do this for a living?
You know, I really don't know. When I was being raised in New Bern, North Carolina, I listened to a station in Raleigh, WPTF. I liked the morning man. He sounded a lot like Arthur Godfrey. I never wanted to sound like Arthur Godfrey, but he was very popular. But anyway, I listened to him, and I liked the way he talked in the morning. But you know, most of these guys talk from a script. You can't converse with people with talking from a script. Man, it's got to be right off the cuff, man. It's got to be ad-lib if you want to really discuss something with people.
Now, you told me just a few minutes ago, the first radio position that you held was, as you said, a writer?
Writing a commercial.
And then you
I was up in Anchorage, Alaska, KBYR. And soon I was doing the all-night show, The Far North Jamboree, with your host, Lou Collins.
What a name. So that was your first alias?
Yeah, that was my first gig.
How long did you do that?
Oh, golly, about a year. Then I scooted out of there and went on down to Idaho and went to work. I ended up in Salt Lake City and then down in Houston, Texas. And I kept moving around until finally I ended up in Louisville.
Have you spent more time in Kentucky than you have anywhere else?
No doubt about it, yeah. Spent more time here, had more fun here.
What made you choose this line of work?
I wanted to be able to sit down behind a microphone and talk to people. Because I felt like that was the way to really reach them, you know. Win friends, influence people. I wanted to make friends with people. I wanted to be a likable person.
And friendship is very important to you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It means everything to me.
You've made a lot of friends along the way, haven't you?
Yeah, right. I hope so. But they don't know how much I love them, you know. They really don't know that, you know.
Who are some of the greats that you've worked with along the way?
Oh, golly, man. Gary Burbank, Bob Moody, Dude Walker, man, all of them. They're all wonderful people. And we have a family, man. It's just a family. And that's the reason why it was such a good radio station. Okay, the question should be, what difference did Johnny Randolph make at Wacky Radio? Wacky Radio was a top 40 radio station. And it was a great radio station. It was certainly known throughout this area. But he turned it into a family-type radio station. He played top 40 music, but we added things to it. And he hired the people he wanted for every shift. And he made it clear to them, me included, you do what you want to do. You won't be interfered with. And if you can't do it, I'll get somebody who can. And I think you lay down a law like that, you know, you understand what he's talking about. So you go in, you do your show, and that's, he leaves you alone. And that's the big difference. And it became a radio station that was renowned throughout the country. And two networks, I understand, out in Australia that sent representatives up here to tape, record it, and come in and talk to everybody in the radio station. They wanted a station like Wacky. Everybody did. To have a radio station like Wacky, you got to have a program director like John Randolph, and you got to have the knowledge that he has of the business. I don't have it.
From what I understand, he would just basically sit down and let you guys know what had to be said, and let y'all say it yourself.
Yeah, he knew all the mechanics of it, man. He knew all about engineering, everything, man. Everything. I didn't know doodly squat, you know. I could sit down behind a microphone and talk all day, you know, but that is no big deal. He was just brilliant. That's the only thing I can say about him, man. He was simply brilliant.
And to think that the management would even consider not giving him the position.
They had to give it to him. They had to give him all the autonomy he wanted, you know.
Or else lose all their DJs.
What the heck, man? You know, he's the one that made the money. He wasn't the manager. All he had to do, man, was sit there and count those shekels, you know, that's all. But Johnny Randolph's the one that man to put the money in the cash register.
Was it good to see some of the old folks from WKLO at the reunion?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw a couple of them, you know, but, you know, I was so swarmed I didn't really see everybody. But I saw Penny Singleton and Gene Brown and a few other people, you know, that I worked with when I was over at KLO. Loved every one of them, too. And I always loved the people I work with.
Was there anyone who made the trip from KLO to Wacky?
John Randolph did. Mm-hmm. He worked at KLO.
Right.
I think he and I were the only ones that made the trip over. Well, it could have been somebody else. I can't remember.
You actually worked twice at that location.
Yeah, I went back there when it was WCII.
Right.
But, you see, I had a point to prove. Wacky was going to go hard rock, and I just didn't want it. And I still wouldn't like it. You know? And so I told them, I said, I'm going to have to say goodbye if you do that. And so they made up their minds that they were going to go hard rock. And then I said, well, I can beat you with country music, with a mixture of country and pop music. So I went over to WCII and did exactly that and proved the point to them. And so they kicked out the idea of going hard rock then.
Was this about the time that they went to an oldies format?
Yeah, right. After that, they went to oldies. That didn't work for him either.
And who was PD at the time?
It was Bob Moody. Oh. Bob Moody, yeah. He was in it up to his neck, man. He didn't want it. He soon got out of there. God, he didn't like it there. Man, that was different altogether.
Right.
I'm going to have to say goodbye, man. I'm getting worn out here. I'm an old man, don't you know that?
Okay.
I'm worn tuckered, man. I'm tuckered out.
All right. I guess I have put you to an awful lot of work, so. We've been talking with Bill Bailey on Wacky Online.